Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is time for Film Festival Radio Morning Mini Edition right here, right now. Well, I hope you're having a pleasant Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday for some of you. You love putting your old school vintage photos on your Facebook, Twitter, social media, Instagram pages. I look at some of those pictures and I want to call them throw up Thursdays, but it's all in fun. Hey, we don't want that going on around here because our featured guest that will be calling us in about 1 minute is world famous chef Fabio Viviani. And we first probably got familiar with him as far as a television chef. Oh, to further speak of back in the day. Fabio is on Top Chef, the reality show, of course, Bravo's Top Chef. But Fabio has been on so many really cool television cooking shows, Top Chef, All Stars, and Life After Top Chef, and just so many. Good Morning America, all of the top national morning shows. He's got hit books out. And so now he has an appearance on Food Fighters, tonight's Food Fighters, to be more exact. He will be competing against a lawyer. Yeah, a law student, to be more exact, a California law student. And they're going to be competing against each other. And good morning, Chef Fabio. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent here. Okay.
Very good.
You're going to be in action tonight on Food Fighters against a California law student. So what can we expect? Are you going to knock him down or what?
Well, technically, yes. I'm going to try to knock him down. But the fun part about the show is that tonight at 8 o'clock, people will see that there are a lot of good amateur out there. And especially because the nature of the show where they're putting an amateur against a professional chef in something that the amateur is comfortable about it. So, you know, not hope or lost for these people, because although we are professional chefs, the show is really fun because you really don't know what you're going to do until you get there. And these people have done these dishes for days after days after days. It's their favorite dishes. So it's a fun show. It's a really fun show. Adam is a great guy, good friend of mine. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
This is what I want to know about. And I always forget to ask, whenever I have some of the chefs on. Now, when the show is all said and done, okay, what happens to the food? Do you guys eat it or does the crew or what happens to all that food?
Well, it depends. Most of the time people eat it. The reality is that food really almost never goes to waste. Unless, of course, something drop or something sits there for a long time. See, you know, sometimes problem with television is that because you have to film it, it might sit there for a little bit after it's done. Mm-hmm. So the reality is that, you know, if it's still edible, people will definitely eat it. If there is an accident or something breaks and there is glass shattered close by, unfortunately, we won't. So think about your home. Think about same rules apply. Edible, we'll eat it. If it's not edible, unfortunately, it's not going to be eaten.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Because I often wonder, you know, what happens on these top, you know, food channel, network, I should say. So that's the gist of it. If it's edible, you eat it. Well, if it's not, no.
I would say that 90% of the food gets eaten. And, you know, And the rest, unfortunately, we can't.
You just can't do it. Okay.
Sometimes it's not good to eat. Sometimes it's just not good to eat because they did a mistake or, you know, too much seasoning or it just ain't good. So we don't eat it.
Yeah, do not want to make people sick, please. Now, in your case, you know, in the culinary world, you're just all over the map with wines and bakeries and, you know, just all kinds of great food. Oh, my goodness. So which of all of this, which element do you enjoy the most? Do you enjoy the grilling, the baking, the wine, or what?
I enjoy cooking. You know, for me, there is an aspect of cooking I don't enjoy besides do the dishes. I hate to do the dishes. But the reality is that, you know, since I cook, there is always people around for the dishes. And I enjoy everything. You know, I just enjoy prepping food. I enjoy drinking wine. I own a winery. I own restaurants. So for me, there is an aspect that I don't like. You know, I could use less of a long hour when you cook. I can use less of smelly clothing when I cook. But the reality is that I must enjoy everything about it.
Well, yeah, obviously you really do because you have so much, as I said, success in so many different areas of the food industry. So if you could look into your crystal ball of chefdom here in your big chef hat, what do you see are some for the new year? Will be coming up soon. Some new trends. What's going to be hot in cooking? Is there any particular style or dishes or anything that you can see?
I think that in the next few years, all the fancy gonna go away. Meaning all the molecular, all the over warped food. I think that America is really going back to basic when it comes down to food, which is a good thing. Yeah.
That is a good thing. It keeps it simple.
America is really going back to basic, and they love it.
Yes, that keeps it much more simpler because some of this stuff is just way above your head, at least mine for sure. So what about you as far as your business is concerned? I mean, do you have anything new coming out for the holidays that we need to be aware of in the new year or what?
Yes, so we're launching a new restaurant in the Los Angeles airport. We are creating a couple of new concepts that Chicago will as well see, as well as I'm launching a new endeavor for young entrepreneurs called Know How Leadership Academy. If you guys want to check out the website, knowhowleadershipacademy.com. That's where we're going to do affordable education for young entrepreneurs and businessmen, which I'm one of them. And we're going to teach them about entrepreneurship, business, hospitality, and all aspects of general business, not just related to the restaurant I show.
Oh, Fabio, that is so wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. Because I think you said the magic word.
More wine and more of the normal things that we normally do.
Well, yeah, we got to have that wine for sure. In fact, I'm embarrassed to say I probably need a glass of my coffee right now, but that's another story. But I think you said...
Well, I will love a glass too, but it's early.
It's a little early. Another hour, I'm going to have to give in. But I think you said the magic word when you said about the academy, affordable. And that's gonna be so wonderful for kids out there, young people.
The thing is that I personally spent over $500,000 in self-education the last 15 years. And it's expensive. I have a lot of knowledge about business. I have a lot of business. I have a lot of expertise. But it's expensive to acquire. And the reality is that I would say that 80% of the courses and classes I've done, it's not very useful. It's the same crap in a different toilet, spin a different way all the time. So what we're going to do, we're going to put together classes and courses for people that really need an edge and a tactical advantage in the business field. You know, we're going to eliminate the skim. We're going to eliminate the fat. We're going to eliminate what is not needed to be a good businessman. And we're going to put it all in classes and courses in the website, knowhowleadershipacademy.com.
That is just, oh man, that's going to help so many people out there. We got to get the word out. We're
going to go and the goal is to be able to build a business to give this mm-hmm. for free to underprivileged child. So that's the main goal, really.
Oh man. So people just go to the website, all of the information, the requirements, everything is right there. We're going to really help you spread the word about that.
Thank you. And let's not forget tonight, 8 o'clock food fighter. If you want a good laugh, if you want to check a good show, tonight is the night. 8 o'clock, food fighter, guys.
Food fighters, you're going to be fighting it out with the law guy, the law man.
I'm going to fight it out with the law guy. I hope the law guy is not going to put me in jail.
No. Well, let me ask you this last question real fast. And this is another question I always forget to ask the professional chefs. You guys are, you know, you prepare and you're so knowledgeable of high-end foods. Do you guys ever, do you ever eat fast food ever?
Once in a while when I'm hungry and there is nothing else open, I do. I eat fast food all the time. The problem with America is that the fast food industry is more bad than good. So the reality is that I don't eat fast food all the time. You'll never see me probably at a McDonald's, or you'll never see me probably in some other spot. But, you know, if there is like a Shake Shack or an In-N-Out burger or a Chipotle or something, I'll probably eat something. It's not my to-go food, but I don't mind eating it some.
Some. That's it. Real limited moderation. I'm with you on that, Fabio.
Moderation
is
the key, not substitution.
That's it. Well, we're going to tune in tonight, 8 p.m. NBC, Fabio versus the Lawman. And let's see who's going to, they're going to duke it out. Let's see who's going to win it. Oh,
let's see tonight.
Tonight, Fabio, well, thank you so much for the chat. And I just, again, love the academy that you're getting ready to launch. And we're really tell a lot of people about that. Thank you for doing
that. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll see you tonight on NBC.
Yeah,
okay, bye-bye. Oh, we lost it. Okay, what a big heart he has. Fabio Viviani, tonight, NBC's Food Fighters. He's going to compete against a law student, California law student. And we don't know what they're going to be cooking, but the law student, of course, on Food Fighters is hoping to win $100,000. But he's got to get past Fabio first. Who's going to win it? We're just going to give the edge to the law student. You know, law students, medical students, they have to jump in there and study. And, you know, this law student has been totally studying. And he's probably looked at every one of Fabio's that he can find videos on other shows. And he has probably just studied him all the way around. So we might have to go ahead and give the edge to the law student on this one. But anyway, Fabio is really, as we can see, a very successful chef, a very successful businessman. And we're going to put more details about this academy that he mentioned, and it's going to be very affordable. You know, we'll just give you all the details as we go about. So Fabio's restaurants are just, you can go to his website, fabioviviani.com. You can get information about his recipes, you can get about his books, about just everything that he does. His magazine, he has a free subscription to his magazine. We've seen him on The Chew and just so many shows. So anyway, always fun to talk with these chefs because they have so much going on. And yeah, he does eat fast food. I figured he probably didn't like a whole lot, but that is a question I've always wanted to ask a lot of these television chefs, and I always forget it because we only have like 10 minutes or so. Sometimes they give me a whole 12, but in this case we had to do our straight 10. But anyway, tonight, Food Fighters, NBC, Fabio versus the Lawman, that we're calling it. It will be a showdown at the refrigerator, the stove, and the butcher block table. So let's see who's going to win it. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of Film Festival Radio, the morning mini edition. And what we'll do is get us, no, we're not going to get any wine. I was just kidding with you. We're going to get some more coffee, though. And we will see you guys on our next show. So have a great Thursday. And hopefully Friday will be good for you and the weekend. And we will see you on our next show. So make it a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.